The Environmental Protection Agency is fining Eielson Air Force Base $45,000 for mismanaging hazardous waste. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The fine is less than a quarter of the initial $218,000 penalty that EPA initially proposed in September in response to Eielson's mishandling of wastes, including hazardous wastes. In response to that initial fine, Alaska's congressional delegation sent a letter to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson asking her to forego the fine and instead allow Eielson to apply the money toward a solution. EPA spokesman Mark McIntyre couldn't say why the fine was reduced, but he says agency officials believe it represents a satisfactory resolution of the issue.
We worked with the base to have them agree to comply with the law and make some changes there in their operation, and they have done that. So we're satisfied that that we have a good conclusion here.
Eielson officials didn't offer any comment Tuesday afternoon in response to the fine. McIntyre says the EPA imposed the fine in response to problems that inspectors found during a July 2010 inspection. Those included failure to determine if a waste was hazardous, inadequate training for workers handling the substances, improper labeling on waste containers, and failure to regularly inspect those containers. The July 2010 inspection appears to have been a follow-up to a July 2008 visit, which turned up hazardous waste management violations in at least six buildings around Eielson. McIntyre says EPA inspections are conducted to identify and correct problems with managing hazardous wastes before they get worse.
We've seen things that, you know, start out as housekeeping or start out as, you know, maybe a record being out of place. And then suddenly there's a major problem. You know, it kind of talks to a larger attitude or a mindset at a facility. And the next thing we know, we have a problem. We have workers hurt. We have people in the community perhaps at risk from a spill or something that's not been managed correctly. So it's really about the prevention that this program's all about.
McIntyre says Eielson, like many military installations, generates and stores thousands of pounds of hazardous wastes each year from vehicle and aircraft maintenance and other industrial activities. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.